Welcome back to the show. A lot to talk about as we get set for Sunday's season opener. And we're going to talk now with a guy that is going to play a massive role on this defense in 2013. It's defensive tackle Paul Soliai live in studio. You excited for the season?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, I've been waiting this whole year. You know, I think this year I really took it because I was taking in the defense and I know more about this defense and I know what we could do.
And I think one of the reasons you're excited and all Dolphin fans are excited is it looks like this defensive line, the whole defense, but in particular the defensive line, could be like a really special group.
Yeah, I mean, we got a special group, you know, especially adding Deion. You know, it's a big package up here with the other side with Wake. I mean, it's a good thing we're excited. You know, we actually trained and we're glad to have him. You know, at we're just more excited. We couldn't wait to play Cleveland. All these preseason, it was good enough, but we're just waiting for this first game.
Paul, you guys had a heck of a defense last year. And you look at this defense now, and you return a lot of starters. I think seven to 11 starters, and you bring in some really good players and Wheeler and Ellerby and, of course, Grimes. Patterson came in last year. I mean, how do you guys get better than you did last year? You guys had such a heck of – I thought you had a really good season last year. How do you get better this year?
We started off, you know, with adding by Ellerby and Phillip and everybody that came in, you know, the speed. You know, most of us D-line, we lost a lot of weight. And then, like I said, we're going into our second year in this defense. We know more, so we can't depend on a middle linebacker making a call. Like, we know where to line up. We know we'll get down before a middle linebacker calls where the pressure or where the blitz or where to line up.
You know, Paul, when you look at this defense, I know Kevin Coyle's talked about this particular defense dictating the tempo to the offense instead of the vice versa. We're typically used to offenses dictating the tempo to defense. What does that mean for you and to fans when the defense is going to control the tempo of the
I mean, the speed we have. The speed, I mean, everybody's just flying around. Like, our main goal this year, you know, play hard, show no weakness. You know, it's a shirt I made this year. It's something that from high school back home in Samoa, you know, if you really play this game hard, I mean, you got to play it because I love it. And that's why I made a shirt that says play hard, show no weakness. All the defense and coaches liked it. I thought it was just something I could do this year to inspire everybody. You know, this is the year. I've been here for a long time, and, you know, I like to go to the playoffs and do something big for this organization since I've been here.
Really nice. We're talking to Paul Soliai. The shirts are cool. They're getting a lot of attention in the locker room. And if you want to drop a couple by the Finsider set, we'd be happy to wear
double
them for you.
Double extra large, I'm cool.
It's funny that you bring that up, though, and I want to talk to you about leadership. You know, and we heard, you know, you're on this leadership council now, but even before that and outside of that, I remember one of the preseason games, the second team defense or the third team defense was out there, and it might have been Houston, and you and Cam Wake during a timeout were like 10 yards out off the sideline, you know, yelling at the guys, encouraging them, telling them, you know, what to look for, whatever it was. And I think I knew it beforehand, but that was the moment where it clicked. That, like, Paul Soliai is a big part of the leadership of this team, not just the defensive line, not just the defense, but of the Miami Dolphins. You really seem to have embraced that role in the last couple of years.
I talked to mostly like to the young guys. I told them the situation, you know, this is like our resume. You know, you got to perform either whatever happens at the end, but you put everything on the line. Not only the Dolphins are looking, but the other 31 teams are looking at you. It's like a resume. So you got to put everything out and keep playing. I went out there, me and Wade, telling them what you're going to expect on this down and what to expect, you know, third and long. So we're just out there, you know, just helping them, you know, just to show that, you know, we ain't just relaxing in the back thinking that, okay, they just let them play out. We thought, you know, we got to help out.
It goes a long way, that kind of thing, with your teammates, and I'm sure the coaches as well. Paul Soliai is here, does some great work in the community. We'll certainly talk about that as well. But it was awesome to see you out there with Cam Wake, you know, taking on that leadership role. And, of course, one of the benefits of being one of the leaders is you get to kind of lead the charge when it comes to the rookie hazing. Second straight year, we've seen the what I call the Barber of Soliai strike and have some fun with the rookie defensive lineman. I got to compliment your skill this year. The skillfulness of the hair dyeing and the hair cutting, it looks like you really improved from year one to year two.
No, I just added a couple more guys into it, like Wake and Stark.
There you
know,
go.
The cutting,
get some muscle with you.
I did most of the dying, you know, just something funny. You know, we're going to be here. All I asked them is work for 2 weeks. It's nothing big. You know, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going to go out. People are going to see you. So it's just something, just have fun with, but it's nothing to stay permanent. It was just something to have fun with while we're in camp because you ain't going to do nothing.
Paul, one way I would describe this defense right now is disruptive. all preseason, you guys gave our offensive line fits. We saw it in the preseason games. The front four without the linebacker, it seems like you guys are just getting in that backfield and making things happen. I know you said you guys lost weight. What else contributes to that being a part of what you guys are doing now? I mean, you guys are – I know you say you know when before the linebackers make the calls, you guys are ready to go. What else contributes to you guys being so disruptive so far in the preseason?
Like our individual, like when we have our meetings, like a D-line, like me, Wake, and Starks in jail, we always sit there and just talk like how better we could get. You know, like we could be like these other defense, like Baltimore, still, how can we get there? And, you know, we thought like, you know, just when it comes to individual, working hard, any drills our coach gives, just working, just going hard, even though it's not team, but our individual means more than just learning our techniques, fundamental, and just helping each other out. And then we started thinking, you know, we could be at the same level as Baltimore and Pittsburgh. We got everything we got. We just got to work hard. You know, we run after practice every day, even though, you know, it was a hard day, but we still run. It's just something, like, we decided to do this year.
Paul, your story to me is so inspiring to so many players. You came in this team, went through a lot of struggles with your weight, and it seemed like you weren't getting it. But then the light bulb came on. You've been to the Pro Bowl. If you were going to share your experience with a young player on this team, whether it be on the defensive line or a running back or whatever, that was kind of going through a similar thing you were, what key advice would you give that young player in the league now so they understand where you are today and how to get to where you are today?
You know, just listening to the vets. That's something that really changed my whole life on the field and off. You know, I had some good vets like Jason Ferguson, Randy Starks. Especially the big thing was my coach, you know. You know, I learned a lot. A lot of people say if the coach stops yelling at you, he don't like you. But if he keeps yelling at you, there's a talent you got. And then I'm just not showing. And then, you know, having them off the field and on the field changed my life. And then my wife, you know, pushed me. You know, a lot of people just tell me, and everything just clicked in. And those are the three main people, I think. You know, the vets that were here, my coach, you know, everything they did for me. I always tell a lot of these rookies last year and this year, I was like, yo, I've been to the same situation, but you guys have it better. You guys doing the right things I never did when I came here. So I told him, man, you guys, you know, I'm just trying to encourage you what could happen. Don't do this off field, you know. Just take care of your business and just be a professional.
Really good insight from Paul Solia. It kind of goes into a question here. Andrew in the live chat wanted to ask, and he wants to know what you've improved on most, you know, from the time you came into the league till now when you are a Pro Bowl guy and a real leader on this team.
I mean, there's a lot. I'm just blessed. You know, that's the main word I use a lot when I get into this, blessed, because, I mean, I could have got cut my second year. I mean, there ain't nobody, you can't say that. No, he wasn't. I could have got cut, but there was a time in my life I had to change. And I think the best thing about me, about ever since I've been in, is everything I do right. You know, the stuff I do on the field and off the field is helping me.
Paul, in last year, this team as a defense struggled with takeaways. I think this year the emphasis has been amazing. You see it every day in practice. You talk about it after games. How important is that for this team, especially on that defense, to take the ball away, give the offense a shorter field, maybe even score a couple of times? I know you were a skilled athlete growing up. You know, I saw your rugby, all the stuff that you did. You going to scoop and score a couple of times this year for us?
Oh, man, I'm going to try.
Do you have the dance figured out to get in the end zone?
No, I have. Sometimes my celebration, I don't know where it comes from, but it's just funny after a while.
It's a lot of good stuff there. Mark in the live chat wants to know what you think of the defense as a whole, including the linebackers in the secondary. We touched on it a little bit earlier, but you got some new additions. Grimes in the secondary, who's exciting people. Linebackers, a couple of new guys that are exciting people. How good do you feel about the unit?
I feel good. Like I said before, it was just everybody's wants to be the best. You want to take this defense to the same level of Baltimore. And all these great Baltimore Steelers defense been at, and that's our goal.
All right. Last one for Paul Solia. I got to ask you, what have you seen from this offense? I mean, I think a lot of people expect it to be a different offense than the last couple of years. You've been out there in practice. You've seen them all camp and now into the regular season. What do you think?
I mean, they're going to do good. You know, we got a lot of plays a lot of people haven't seen, but I know they're ready. The way Tannehill, Pouncey, them, having their work ethic, I mean, I know they're going to do good.
Good stuff. Paul Solia, always great to catch up with you. Great job, by the way. Huge donation made to your alma mater, University of Utah, this offseason. That's awesome. And your foundation, I want to mention this as well. You got a back-to-school event coming up on Monday, right?
Yes.
Paul Soliai Foundation. You can search him on Twitter. You can search him on the web. Paul does as good a job as anybody else on this team when it comes to taking care of the community, not only here in South Florida, but back in Utah as well, where you got your big opportunity to play Division I football and turn it into all of this. Awesome stuff, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.